Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Oogie Boogie Bash are quickly approaching. We talk about some of our favorite things on episode 83 of Salute to the Ears. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Salute to the Ears. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Erica.
And we are like 3 weeks away from Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Shut up.
August 9th. August 9th. Like.
Okay. So there's this thing that I've been seeing going around social media, and it's Summerween. And it's like already being in the Halloween spirit, like basically as soon as July 4th is over and like already being ready for Halloween and Halloween stuff already being out. Was it Costco today? Saw the Disney Halloween stuff, including my absolute favorite thing.
Is it the
Costco
like,
that has
glow in the dark, like Mickey pumpkin?
It's like a giant version of this.
Yeah. So I've seen it online.
It's glorious. It's also $80.
Is it big at least?
I mean, it's like.
It's better.
Like you'd be able to, if you put it on the porch, you'd be able to see it from the road just fine and like, you know what it is.
But then you got to worry about somebody going, ooh,
yeah, in the dark. Like it's going to get jacked.
Yeah.
But I just like, I've seen people like they're throwing like Summerween parties and like already get like everybody is ready for fall. And I think part of that is because Disney starts Halloween and fall so stinking early.
Right. And I'm sure that's part of it. And like, I've heard, I don't know if we don't live there, but they're like, especially like, okay, 4th of July is done. It's time for Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and part of me gets it. Like, okay, other than back to school, which nobody really wants to celebrate, what do you have?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, fall usually lasts a long time in our household.
It does. Yeah.
I tend to not decorate for fall until after school starts.
Somewhat.
I will sometimes bring out a few like late summery type floral stuff, but that's about it. Like I tend to not like break out pumpkins and things until after my birthday, at least.
So is this like Summerween thing? Is this like people breaking out their Christmas stuff like November 1st?
I feel like it's earlier than that. I feel like it's like people breaking out their Christmas stuff in September.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's, like, this is earlier than last year, because last year we went, and we went for your birthday.
We went for my birthday.
And that was the second party.
This chair is squeaking. Yep. I love it.
But that was the second party, and your birthday's August, end of August.
Yeah.
And, like, there's already multiple parties by the time we get to your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, there had already been...
It was the second party last year.
No, I thought there were like three or four.
Mm-mm, it was the second one.
Yeah. And it was super fun. It was hot.
Yeah.
And it definitely puts a damper on what you're going to wear.
Right.
Or what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Now, Mickey's Not So Scary starts earlier than all the other fall happening things. But not a whole lot earlier than Oogie Boogie.
No, no. And it's, I'll say this right now, like looking at what dates are available for Mickey's Not So Scary, like all their dates are available except for Halloween. That's the only sold out day. Like usually like the first night sells out real quick. Like
I think the fact that it is pushed up just that little bit more this year. That you have more people who are like, my kids aren't even in school yet. I'm
right.
Like,
it could be.
We're not.
But you get a lot of the like vloggers and locals and stuff that go to that first one. But
yeah, but I don't know that they necessarily take up ticket count all that much because they get comp. I mean, I know it does, but
some,
like
some of them get comp. There's a lot that don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and it holds like they put a lot of people in.
Okay.
It.
So I need you guys to tell us in the comments, are you ready to start celebrating Summerween in July or August? are you ready for Halloween? Or are you a absolutely not, I do not decorate for fall, even touch anything until after Labor Day?
Right.
Are you, like, I typically do fall, like, very late August into September. And then Halloween stuff does not come out until October.
Typically, that's how we do. I felt like last 2 years, because we've done Mickey's Not So Scary, it's come out a little bit earlier.
Yeah. My problem is that I'm usually trying to get content creation stuff out, and it's hard to do content creation. Like, you have to do it ahead of time.
You do.
And so we get a little earlier. And I think that's kind of how Disney, like, snuck back.
Yeah.
Was, like, trying to build and do their stuff. And so they'd start a little earlier. And then we were all like, we're obsessed.
Okay. So if you're planning to go to the party, like, what are some of the things that you're thinking of ahead of time before you go down?
If I'm going to go?
Yeah.
Costumes.
Okay.
100%. It's the only time of year that I get to dress up in more than a Disney bound.
Mm-hmm.
And even though this last year, technically we did Disney bounds, like they were just like obvious Disney bounds versus like subtle ones,
mm-hmm.
obvious Disney bounds versus like subtle ones,
mm-hmm.
Costumes. How hot is it going to be?
Right. Which I think that goes into the costumes, right?
But it also goes into, for me, what are we doing?
Right.
Are we doing more rides? Are we doing more snacks? Mm-hmm. Are we doing more, like, the weather impacts that. So like we've 100%. Had not 2023, but we went in 2022.
Uh-huh.
It rained the first part of our party.
Like,
and so.
Not like a little light rain.
Broke out the ponchos. Like it rained. So we ended up eating dinner at Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And we weren't planning to do that.
Mm-mm.
And it worked out really nice and we had a good time. But that was when Crystal Palace was still a little cheaper because I don't think characters were back yet.
No, they weren't.
And the aspect of, like, we ate more because it was raining and we were trying to find places to like hide from the rain and like stuff to do. So we did more trick or treat trails. We did more stuff that wasn't like outside.
Right. And then the rain stopped and everything was actually kind of cool. Cause it had a little bit of a fog.
Yeah.
It, very humid. Cause it was still warm.
Yeah. I had a tutu on that year and it was like sticking to me.
Right. That year we just did t-shirts, like
I had a black tutu on, but then we had themed t-shirts.
Right. So you don't have to do, like, if you're trying to figure out what you want to do, or, like, how to do it, you don't have to do costumes.
No.
You don't. Like, you can wear whatever. A lot of people wear, like, a themed t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. I've even seen the family-themed t-shirts.
Like,
but I've even seen the ones that are just, like, you can get them on, you know, Amazon or Etsy or, you know, whatever, where it's, like, the image of like the Mickey pumpkin and like the family name and like the, you know, like 2024 trip, you know, whatever, like, or Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Like they, but even those, like even the people who wear just what they had on that day for the park and they're just participating and there's no Halloween garb. There's no like costume. Right. There's no princess. There's no nothing. Have a great time.
Right. Cause like, you can be at the park that day and not leave. You just have to go get your wristband while you're there that says, hey, I have my ticket for Mickey's Not So Scary. But you can be at the park all day that day and then
they essentially scan
the
your
party.
Ticket from inside the park rather than doing it at the gate.
Last year we got our wristbands inside the park.
But we went in because we already had park tickets for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think about this.
Yeah.
Because we've done it before where we didn't have a park ticket for the day and we just got in at like 4 o'clock.
Right. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
We love, I mean, you guys know this. If you've watched the podcast, if you've listened to the podcast or watched this for any length of time, you know that this party is one of our absolute favorite things to do there.
It is.
We have a blast. It's super fun. We highly recommend it. It is for people of all ages, stages. There's lots of different options of things to do. It's so packed. You cannot do all of the things
in one night.
Yeah. In one night. Like, right. Like you cannot meet all the characters and ride all the rides and
all the trails.
Do all the trick or treat trails and eat all the snacks. Yep. And
so you need
to see the shows.
You need to go in with a plan. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of time I'm like, hey, you can go into your day and have kind of a loose plan.
Yeah.
But I feel like the party in which our friend Kyriek, King Dakar, he proved to us last year of like, he had a plan and he got stuff knocked out. Like, big character guy, and he knocked out all the characters he wanted to meet,
right.
Saw the parades, like, saw the show, like, did everything he wanted to do, and he still didn't do everything. Like, we didn't hit as many snacks as what we wanted last year.
We never hit as many snacks as what we want.
So, like, if there's, like, a list of snacks, like, make sure, I'd probably say write it down, put it in your phone, do something so you remember, hey, we're over by here, let's get that snack, and not push it off to, hey, we can come back later.
There is food that's like, you can have like a whole meal. Uh-huh. There's restaurants open. There's, right. You know, there are specialty even like, what was it, like the chicken sandwich last year? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there are specialty foods and stuff that aren't just snacks.
Right.
Which is great. But you're really only getting as far as like those snacks and those specialty things. Mm-hmm. So if the gates open for you to use your ticket and enter the park at 4,
mm-hmm.
the party doesn't start until 7.
Right.
Which means none of those snacks are available until 7.
Right.
So you got to plan for, if you were there at 4, you're not getting any of those specialty ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then you really only have from 7 to what, midnight?
Yeah.
To do any of those snacks, any of that food that you want to eat. So
right.
If you are planning on doing a dinner thing for Mickey's Not So Scary, you got to have a plan for that. You got to be prepped that you're not going to access those things at 5 o'clock. You're not going to get them until 7.
Right. Like, we'll usually tell people not to, like, don't do a sit down dinner during the party because you are going to eat up some time. Like,
yeah.
Serious time. If you want to go through a quick service and get those, that's fine. You can usually get in and out of those fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can still mobile order.
Right. You can mobile order. You can also just kind of graze or snack your way around the park.
Yeah, you don't have to do a meal.
And I think we did a meal last year, the quick service meal out at Cosmic Rays, because there was stuff there that we wanted.
Right.
And but there are definitely different snacks around the parks to try.
So I have the green pudding, the green, like, green something, and, like, the ladyfingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were good.
I think I want to try to recreate those this year.
Yeah.
Like, at home. Like, some, like, do, like, a...
Let's see what we can do.
Maybe we should do a snack recreation. Like, try to see how many, like, the fun snacks we can, like, recreate at home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll try it. See what happens.
I'm super excited about Summerween happening next month and Oogie Boogie Bash. I know I've got some people we know are going.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited to hear what they have to say about it this year, because there's extra things added this year. Like,
yeah, there's
everything seems to have, like, grown just a smidge.
A little bit. They're very similar to what they have been. I think we have some different characters going to be popping in. You'll have some different snacks and food along the way. But for the most part, they're pretty much the same. Price has gone up a little bit.
Now, here's the thing. There are still tickets available for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party in Florida. There are not tickets available for Oogie Boogie Bash. They are
all gone.
Gone. So typically with Disney, these tickets are not transferable or resellable. So if you are seeing somebody posting online about having those tickets to sell, be very weary.
Yeah. Like, it's there's a way to do it. I just don't know how to do it. There's travel agent people that I know that I've seen do it.
Right. It's possible to do with, like, be able to have guest relations and stuff help you, like, hey, I am absolutely not going to be able to go. I need my tickets to go to so-and-so because we're, you know,
yeah,
we're no longer attending, like, mm-hmm. we're not coming to the parks at all.
Right.
There are certain situations and things where they will do that. But understand that typically once you have these tickets, unless you've gotten travel insurance, you're not getting, you know, your money back for them. And they really aren't, they're technically not transferable. So just be advised, if you're seeing resale tickets for Oogie Boogie Bash, there's a good possibility it's a scam. And I would hate for you to get all dressed up and get all the way to the gates and be told your tickets aren't valid. So be advised on that. If you are thinking ahead to trying to go to either one of these, Florida's your better option as far as availability still.
So, and be prepared. They allow a lot of people in. Just because this isn't after hours party. Like, there were more people at the party last year than what we were seeing during the day at the park.
Yeah, because we were in the park all day.
Yeah.
Or a good chunk of the day. And yeah, it was pretty quiet. And it's so weird because I think that people, we've talked about this before on here, where I think people do, they skip Magic Kingdom on that day because it's a party day and they're like, well, I'm not going to be able to be there the whole day. So they don't plan for Magic Kingdom that day.
Right.
So it's typically a little lighter during the day.
During the day, yeah.
But it's still full. The difference is, like, there's still a lot of people. You just have so many other things to go and do. Doing the trick-or-treat trails.
Right.
Meeting different characters that aren't normally out. It does eat up lines.
It does.
And so that helps. There was never a ride that we waited.
Yeah. No.
I don't think we waited more than 20 minutes for anything.
I don't think so either. And like, this year's Tiana's is going to be open.
Right. That'll help a lot because that wasn't open last year.
Right. And Tron was open. So there'll be things to eat up the lines. But like I said, you just have to plan it. Like, if you have the parades or the shows or certain characters you want to meet, like, and some of those characters start meeting early. Like last year we talked about it. I think we had Car Week on and really kind of broke it down. Like how a good plan.
How do you do this? Right? How do you make
really good tips? And I think we did one before and we did one after and really broke it down. So I would encourage, If you're going and you're feeling overwhelmed by this, go listen to those episodes because we broke it down pretty well of like before and after and how we attacked and what worked and what didn't work and what we were planning and how it didn't work or lack of planning.
I mean, we had a plan,
right?
Like
we went into it. Like, I feel like last year we kind of went into it of like, we've done this a few times.
Well, here's the other thing. We were still riding the like, oh my God, high of
we were
getting upgraded to a bungalow.
Yeah.
So I think we were just still like, what in the world?
Right.
Like, because we had not expected that at all. And to get to have that and so we were just still a little bit of shock. I think our plan, like, we didn't get over there as quickly as we originally planned. We didn't do some of the things, you know, like our day changed because of having experience. So I can't really count it.
Right. There are still things I'll tell people to take with them into the park.
Yeah.
Like, be prepared for rain.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want your costume to get wet, bring a poncho.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially early on, like August, a lot of those rain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because right now,
it's usually I guess it just depends on how hurricane season goes.
Yeah.
But hurricane season runs into November. So
all the parties in August are on either Tuesday or Friday. So,
and it is something to consider too. If you're going, don't forget to look for those party days and the schedule of those party days when you are planning your vacation anytime between August and through December for party nights for both Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and then Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Both are going to impact your availability at Magic Kingdom for, you know, the park's going to close early.
Yep.
Dining reservations aren't going to be available, you know, like you're going to have differences in there. So if you're not wanting to attend those things and you're going
right
at that time, you know, just be careful. Mm-hmm. We love Halloween. We love fall. We're super excited. This is already coming.
Yeah.
But today is actually a very special day in Disneyland. Do you know what today is as we're recording?
It's their birthday.
It is the anniversary of Disneyland opening. And they are 69 years old this year. Congratulations, Disney. We have something that we do often. A lot of times in the car, not always. But we play the Play Disney app trivia game.
Uh-huh.
So if you get the Play Disney app that you can use in the parks and when you're waiting in lines, it interacts with certain rides and right. shows and all kinds of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Also has an at-home feature. I love the Play Disney app. We've actually learned a lot of trivia stuff just from this app. Sometimes it's really obvious and dumb. And sometimes it's like, huh?
Yep.
I had no idea that that's what that was. So in honor of Disneyland's birthday, I would like to play special Disneyland anniversary trivia.
All right, bring it on.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Disneyland is not our thing, but we'll see what we can do.
Okay, here we go. Question one. What state in the United States did the petrified tree in Frontierland at Disneyland Park come from? A, Florida, B, Hawaii, C, Colorado, or D, California?
It would make sense, California, but Colorado also makes sense. Not Hawaii or Florida. I'm not saying that.
So it's C or D. Colorado or California. What do you think it is?
Well, it's in California.
I'm going to say California. I think it's California.
Oh.
It's Colorado.
Colorado.
Boo. In what year did Pinocchio's Daring Journey open at Disneyland Park? 55, 64, 93, or 83?
I feel like it's Pinocchio. It's going to be an early one.
So 64 or 83.
64?
Nope. Man, we are not good at this. 83. A very special year. What Disneyland attraction debuted in Tomorrowland on June 29th, 1974 as a musical salute to America? Autopia? Because I can't. America Sings, Mission to Mars, or America the Beautiful?
Oh.
The one in 74. We've done this one. We've done this question before.
Have we?
We did this question for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. My memory's great.
I am 99.9% sure it's America Sings.
Okay, go for it. There you go.
Finally. We got points on the board. Okay. The Disneyland Railroad opened in what year? 2001, 1977, 1985, or 1955?
It's 55. Isn't it opening in the original with... Yeah, because it was way before all those other... Yeah.
55. Now, this one has not had... Sometimes the trivia app will have, like, it'll... After you've answered the question, it'll give you, like... More information about it. This one's not doing it, so that's really interesting. Okay, before Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters, there was Luigi's Flying Tires, an attraction inspired by what classic Disneyland attraction from the 60s? The Skyway, Flying Saucers, Mission to Mars, or...
Autopia.
Autopia. So, Luigi's Flying Tires. I'm thinking Flying Saucers.
Okay. I don't know. Go for it. I was going to say the Skyway, but go for it.
Oh, flying you think it was the Skyway?
No, go with Flying Saucers. It's fine. There you go.
Flying Saucers. Oh, now I get a fun fact. Debuting with Cars Land on June 15th, 2012, Luigi's Flying Tires floated guests along on a ride reminiscent of the timeless Tomorrowland attraction.
Hmm. Okay, there you go.
We got three out of five on that round correct. There's lots more that you can do and play in the Play Disney app. We really do enjoy getting to learn more about our favorite places in it. So this is not a sponsored ad. Just I happened to see that it was
up. It was available.
Had a Disneyland trivia, and it's their birthday as we're recording. So I thought it'd be fun if we
absolutely
played Disney trivia together.
Uh-huh. Yep. You have any other tips we haven't talked about for any of the parties?
For Summerween.
And Kyrie can only vote once on this because he's all about it.
What do you mean you can only vote once?
If you're for Summerween or not. He's like six times into like...
Yeah, make sure to vote.
Yeah.
Tell us below. Are you a summer Halloween person, Summerween person? No, I mean, here's my thing. Like, we've covered, if you want more like detailed information about what to do for those parties, we've got podcast episodes about it.
And I'll put those episodes down in the notes.
My biggest thing is they are a lot of fun.
They are.
It is still a ton of fun, even in August. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the fence about it and you're like, oh, but it's August, like I'm not in the mood yet. Trust me, you'll be in the mood once you get there. It's Disney magic.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's free candy.
It is free candy.
I shouldn't say free candy.
I mean, you paid for
it. You did pay for it.
But you get candy. You get to come home with candy.
Yeah.
And I mean, we ate on that candy for weeks.
Yeah. It's a lot. With that tip, like also, if you have littles, might want to bring an extra bag.
Yeah.
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 Because the bags aren't real big. If you have littles, might want to bring an extra bag.
Yeah.
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 Because the bags aren't real big.
We've done the like cinch backpacks before. Uh-huh.
We have
the Halloween cinch backpacks. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I still have all of my 4th of July stuff up downstairs because the Olympics are getting ready to start. So I was like, we're just going to keep all the Americana stuff up until the Olympics. Mm-hmm. But I could totally, especially after seeing the stuff at Costco today, I could 100%.
Yeah. They had a haunted house display thingies too.
Yeah. They had Disney. The Mickey haunted house, the Mickey and Friends haunted house. And then there's also a pirate ship. And the pirate ship moves. I really want the pirate ship. But I don't know where I'd put the pirate ship.
Mm-mm.
That's okay. All right.
All right. Well, with that, you can follow us on Twitter or X. I keep calling it Twitter. X, Threads, or Instagram at Salute to the Ears.
Yep.
And if you have any questions, feel free to hit us up there. And with that, we're going to say go out and find your joy.
And have a magical week.